Thank you, Commander. This is tape number 2 on June 21st, 1992.
I realize you get tired, and certainly you're welcome to take a break or shift or whatever. We're not going to stay too late. These ones do have another appointment, and it's not in Tehachapi, so I'll have to get out of here. I think maybe I'll just leave that subject anyway, and let's get on with some of the questions. We're going to have to meet with ones that are caught up in this change. I'm apologetic to you. There just have been too many things that took priority. And each one of you who are involved need to spend time within coming to comfort with what you're doing, when to do it, and how to do it. So we'll get on with that, hopefully in this week. We won't bore our friends with it.
Next question. Is it wrong to have animals put to sleep if they are suffering and one doesn't have the money to pay vet's bills? And how about if one has rescued too many cats and cannot find homes for them?
Uncreate them. I can't answer that. That is as individual as whatever your heart tells you to do. But it does something. It should remind every one of you that as the hard times come, you've got to make arrangements for those creatures. Because how your soul grows, and when it is really, really important to you, each pain to the bird, to the cat, to the dog, to the whatever, if you allow hardening of the heart against these things, your heart will be hardened against man. And I can tell you right now that in this room, most of you could give up the whole of civilization before you could see a pet mistreated. So ponder it. As long as you can relate to the simplest and the least of the creatures, you can relate to God. Some of your feelings toward humanity as a whole are relative to that impact that comes from the negative sources. So don't be too so upset about it.
Here's a question that I got by telephone a few days ago, and it was kind of interesting. The gentleman said, since we are all forms of electricity, how come the photon belt doesn't discharge or null us as well?
It does. But you will find that it does not alter cellular structure as such. But you will have great changes. Also, go back, I told you about the null time. The photon belt, you will just grow in frequency into a lighted circumstance. What you're basically talking about, always, all of you, is this little null time, this little period of time that you don't even have to experience. You just get with it. We can nullify it, but we won't. Not under the circumstances it's structured now. There are at least 11 ways that your own government can take care of it. So unless something horrendous is happening, we're not going to get into it. My own guess is that idiocy will not prevail at this time. That is not a promise, because man is as wishy-washy as anything I've ever experienced. The president of the world just visited you to survey his kingdom, he thinks. But then he's going to have to make room for the queen, who thinks she's got it. Now, it depends on how you work these things out between those two. And nobody asked me about Mr. Kissinger. He's been in China. You've got a lot of interesting things going on. You're at the brink of Armageddon, as the story is written. Now, you can know that they've got the story screwed up and they have the cycles out of time, or they projected one thing to you and they knew something else. Now, that is what you better look at. When it was time for Halley's Comet to come over, all of you were ready for Armageddon. But that was to be the big signal that the temple in Israel or Jerusalem would have to be rebuilt. It didn't happen, did it? Now, what was wrong? Did they have the wrong comet? You don't know what's out there. You only know what you've been told. And granted, what I tell you, you have no more reason to believe than what they tell you, except for reason. Simple logic doesn't tell you that the creationists can be right. You've got rocks that are 4 billion years old. And in some places, 4.6 billion years old, just in your crude way of timing things. So the creationists come along recently, and their latest projection is that, well, some 10 million years ago, 10,000 years ago, I think it was 10,000. It's some incredibly short period of time in the overall consideration of eternity that creation happened. Well, how do you measure 10,000 years against 4.6 billion? Give or take, you know, a couple of million. That's pinning it right down, isn't it? Well, how do you really know that you're approaching the photon belt? You know you're approaching it by what they're doing and what they're telling you. They're telling you you've got ozone holes and you're getting radiated. That means that you're picking up photon pulses. And they're not coming from the particle beam systems. That's what usually is happening to you. You're being bombarded by their own artificial photon system. But a lot of that stuff they can't manage. And the things that they cannot manage, they have to give you another lie about. Well, they don't really want you into that photon period of light. For goodness sakes, you're all going to know better. They've got to keep you out of there if possible. And that means that they've either got to do something drastic as you go through that null time, or they're going to have to postpone it, or they're going to have to do something. Well, you can bet they'll do something, because they can't ever agree on what they're doing, although they all have the same goal. Always remember, your adversary has the same goal, and that is world physical control, total power of the physical plane. As you know it, on your planet. They know they cannot control anything off your planet. So the point is to keep you earthbound doing what they want done until they can set it up so that they have it. And that also includes getting rid of the overpopulation. But it also means keeping a goodly number of slaves to play to their luxury. There is no point in having it all if you can't use it. So they have a lot of problems, but they have paid attention to their goal, and you haven't. Or else your goal was the same as theirs, and you're just going to wake up and find they're going to get theirs, and you ain't. So if your thrust to find hidden treasure is so that, oh, well, I'll do God's work with it, that's usually the one. If I win the lottery, I'll give it to you, you know, without my expenses. And so pretty soon, the expenses are pretty big. But on the other hand, you're pretty sure you weren't going to win the lottery anyway, so it was a pretty safe gift to God. Hey, look how good I am. Look how hard I'm trying. I'm going to go play the lottery, and I'll give half of it to God. That's better than telling me you're going to give it all to me, because I know you won't. That isn't anybody's goal, nor should it be. Because no matter if you give it all away and you leave someone else to have to take care of you, that was irresponsible. So you have to balance it out. But if the only reason you're looking for El Dorado's treasure is to get a big whack for yourself, but along with that, you'll do a lot of good. Well, I might take a lot of good. I can do that, and El Dorado's got a lot of treasure. On the other hand, you better be careful. Because when you start trying to fool Mother Nature, it's a no-no, whether it's margarine or butter. And I think a lot of you are beginning to realize that the gold commodity is a very elusive thing also. You've got to convert it into something, or you've got to keep it in security. Well, I think we just gave Wilmington Trust representative sent out to investigate quite a lesson. He went away completely dumbfounded. I have been in gold all of my life, and now I have been in the banks. And what are you doing, Mrs. Ecker? Why are you asking me all these questions about security? Well, because I don't really want to lose anything I've got stored with you. I want to know who else has got their gold in your place. Well, how about the DuPonts? Good! Well, but you have to have these banking records, or the banks won't loan you money. I don't want the banks to loan me money. I want you to keep my gold secure. Silence. What do you mean? I thought you wanted to use gold as collateral. I do. We do. Whether you know it or not, you do. You want to put a lot of silver coinage in their little vault? Because they will ship out gold as fast as they can. But they're not going to ship out their own collateral. And their biggest customer is Chase Manhattan Bank. And the DuPont family. That hooks the DuPonts and the Rockefellers in there. They're goodly secure people. And if you handle what we have taught you to do, you'll be secure as anything on your globe. If you get nervous and scared and you cannot hang in there long enough, you will lose. I promise you, because you will have made up your mind you're going to lose. And you will see to it that you do so. And I don't want you participating with us under those circumstances, because it pulls the negativity. And pretty soon, other ones think you can't do it. and then you won't even try it. We will tell you what to do, but you've got to do it. Talking about it, quarreling about it, arguing about it, and taking up all of our time about it won't cut it, because I'm not out to handle your business. I'm out to handle God's business. And you who want to participate are going to reap great rewards. But you ain't going to do it for nothing. And you say, I don't have anything to give. Oh, yes, you do. I'm not interested in your money. You're going to end up with enough money to not know what to do with it. In fact, if you don't have hardly any, you're going to end up not knowing what in the hell to do with it. Because they're planning to have it all and make yours worthless. That is their goal. And they haven't lost sight of it. And you've got to know what they're doing, or you're not going to have any idea what to do with yours. It's a time of confrontation with who's in, who's out. It's time to put the ante on the table and call the hand. You've only got a few years before they are ready to consummate their goal. That means you've got to depopulate this planet by 6.5 billion people by year 2000. They have to have gleaned all of the property and have you totally under control by year 2000. They have to have their one world global government in place by year 2000. And how fast do the days go? How fast do the years go? How long is a decade, and you have far less now? That means that one of these days, it is going to break loose like you cannot imagine. Or if everybody plays the game according to the way they would like it played, you will just march around with your eyes shut, capitulate, die off, and you may not have to have any big uprising at all, but it's still going to be traumatic, isn't it? When you see, from natural causes, they're going to tell you, millions of people lying around dead, what are you going to do with the death? Death is an insidious thing. Just its vapor becomes poisonous to other beings. The very breath of life is poison to another inhaling nothing but it as you exhale it. Even to your own being, if you exhaled the very breath of life into a container and that is all you had to inhale, it would kill you dead. They would like to pull it off, precious ones, without you knowing it's happened. And the thing they would most like to have happen is to discount God and pull you completely away from Him so that you can blame Him while they do you in, and that traps your soul in its expression of level of growth at departure. And you think that's not entertaining for the big boy? Because you don't have him back in the pit yet, do you? You're going to have to do a whole lot of stuff to get him back in that pit. You can't get yourself off of here. There's no way you can get yourself off into security indefinitely anywhere else. He knows that. And if he can pull you away from your knowledge of where your security is by all sorts of hocus pocus and lies, he will do it. And you can denounce these ones and Hatton until hell freezes. It will only freeze you within it. I am not trapped. You are. I have no reason to tell you lie. I'm free. You're not. That's why I tell you to experience it all, but you're running out of time. You can't get it all read now. I don't know how you're going to read the 35 million volumes of information out there, so I assume that you can go back up in Hiramtha, but don't count on it. It seems a little kingdom fell. Maybe you can get it from Mafu if you can get Pinitori Swami hat offer. I don't know what to tell you wants to do, Chilas. You want me to tell you what to do. You want to know all about these other speakers. Go hear them. I'm not trying to stop you from going to hear them. In fact, we're having to make arrangements so that you can be included here, if you so choose. No more and no less. Because we care. We care about what happens to you, both your soul and your physical. And it goes beyond our mission of just bring a word of truth to your planet, to go into some historical archives after you've dissolved this illusion. A lot of you think you're going to dissolve this illusion. You understand it's an illusion. Even your bounded churches with their doctrines tell you it's an illusion. He passed on into his reward. Well, geez, that wouldn't thrill me much. I want to know what that reward is, and it's worth my effort. Well, I'm capable of making an effort to make very, quote, damn, end quote, sure, I get there. And I'm not going to rely on somebody else's murder. I'm not going to rely on someone else's spilled blood. That's a very physical commodity made up of red corpuscles, white corpuscles, lymphocytes, etc. T cells. Some of them having a little HIV in them. His blood ain't going to cut it for you. Believing on him will not cut it for you. You will believe the truth in the message he brought, or you ain't going to make it anyway. And it doesn't matter what they called him any more than it makes any difference what your name is. You can be George Bush the Third, and it doesn't matter. George Bush the Third, or the Fourth, or the Fifth, will not be judged the same as the senior. And neither will you be judged the same as that Christ entity that you murdered. Oh, but you tell us that he went on to India, so we really didn't murder him, didn't you? Let's go back to your illusion. You think you did. So you did. That which ye have created in your mind is as if it's done. And if you are planning on a rapture because you believe on the spilled blood of anyone, and you will not go with anyone else offering you freedom because you are locked into that trap, and you expect Satan to be coming in those silver ships, you're not going to get on them, are you? Well, some are going to change their mind right fast. I mean, like right fast when it shows up, like all of you. All of you who cover all of your bases. Hot dog, they're real. You know, so you can go ahead and stand there and wait to get in the light beam. This is the experience, having to deal with eternity in the consciousness. And what are you willing to do? Well, I don't know, because I can't see out there. And you are some disembodied voice. But your heart tells you, I am neither disembodied nor just a voice. And that's why we will continue to have these kinds of meetings, so that you can separate that voice that is utilized versus the energy form that shares with you. It's a very physical journey, this one, because there is a perceived planet that needs to be tended. Now, has God created this planet of yours for the training fields of his hosts? You do not know, do you? If I let all of you perish, is that on my own soul, to the point that I cannot grow into my Christness? If Isu, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, Sananda, couldn't reach through to you ones, it cost him 2,000 years of your counting. Bear that one. It's heavier than a cross. And we look at a planet of projected entities that are lost. It was said before the ending of the time, two things would happen. There would be a period of time of total reign of evil. I think you're just about as close as you can get. You don't even understand it. That which you perceive is good, even. You have nowhere to go. You go into the churches. And for everyone that is ministering to you in truth, there are a million that are not. How do you discern? So you pick the one that gives you some feeling, some measure of comfort within. And it gets on toward the Christ, you see, because that is the direction you're going to have to take to make this work. But they cut it short, just short of your goal, just short of your salvation, by letting you cop out, by just letting you proclaim publicly, Paul Crouch will say, call on this line, you must proclaim your birth again in Jesus. Uh-oh. He was doing pretty good up until then. I don't care whether you proclaim it out loud or silently or any way you want to. But it's going to be the Christness, because only ones who function in goodness are going to be allowed in the security of the safe places. And you can call it whatever you want. Heavenly mansions, God's places, I don't care what you call it. If you're going to come on my ship as a free being, you're going to come with the intention of lighted goodness. And that is Christness. Doesn't mean necessarily that I won't let you on board my ship. It just means you're not going to stay there very long. Because also, ones went forth to prepare a place for every soul energy, and it has been done. That does not necessarily mean that you're going to sit on the right hand of the one you perceive as God. You can't, because that one dwells within you. So you're going to be to the right, left, and all around that one. So what you're really talking about is where you're going to be placed with the one who comes to govern. And you better get the difference in your mind. And for this planet, it is going to be the one you did call Jesus. But you see, it was that energy form. It had nothing to do with Jesus. And the Indians are going to accept him, because that will be the return of their Christ. The Muslims are going to accept that one. Even the Jews are going to find their Messiah. But most of the people on your planet are hoping nothing shows up. Because that's the destruction of the lie, and they don't like it because we've already shown up. Ones say to me continually, you could be a little more gentle. Do you want gentle or do you want truth? Do you want to live eternally or do you want, what do you want? I was not sent here to find out what it is you want. I was sent here to tell you how it is so that you can make some plans about your divinity. I'm also told, well, why don't I do a little more focus on what is healthy? Healthy? My only focus is on your eternal life, health. I don't care what you eat. That's up to you. I don't care how bad or good you feel. There are things you can do physically to make yourself feel better. There are some things you can do about your food intake that gives you good self-discipline and you feel good about yourself. But that's where it stops. And if that is your trip, that is just fine, but don't dump your trip on mine. I honor yours. I honor yours to the point where you are welcome to do whatever it is you want to do, including cast my work into the garbage. Because I will stand with my work, and I will stand with my ones, and we'll see who was correct. The only difference is I'm afraid a lot of you won't be around to experience it, and I won't get to say, ha, 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 I told you so. Yes, I'd do that. Well, we've got another ham. See, he didn't let it go this time.
Something you said earlier today struck me in my medulla oblongata.
Oh, right there, yes.
That it was very significant.
You can tell it triggered it. Now he's going to use it.
Kissinger is in China.
Well, he's passing back and forth through there.
Besides visiting the Queens and Georges and his money, what is this guy up to over there in this particular trip?
Well, he is the chief doer of the Committee of 300. And you are dealing with the heart and seat of communism and all of the industries that have been put into China are very apt to be nationalized by the communist Chinese. You see, you have to go back to the prophecies and understand who is Gog and Magog and a few of these little secret terms. You're talking about the Khazarians in that portion of Russia, the Red Bear to the north, and the blue-turbaned, deceitful rulers represents the United Nations. And you have a great impact from and through the Israeli blue flag. You're going to have to pay attention because it's not spelled out for you. For one thing, over the eons of time, terminology changes. What you could really expect, and one major sign, was when they dammed up and were able to dry up the Euphrates River. And it's done. They've been able to really close off that river. And you see, within a matter of just days, it would be dry enough to march in that particular arid part of the world. By 24 hours, basically, you would have a crust formed across there that you could march any number of troops. And China has the number of persons necessary. So as you go through your prophecies, you can pretty well assume that a great majority of the original thrust will be in the Middle East. All things point to that. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that way, but this is the probability of it. This will cause ones from the north to get involved. And as conflagration increases, ones will push farther down through and take the Israelis or Israel, and the Palestinians will be pushed down probably into Turkey. When that happens, the hordes of the Mongols or the Chinese will come across from the top. And they will be able to cross that river, and you will be able to put down all of these things on a ground level. Now, before that happens, you're probably going to have incredible other kinds of demonstrations with missiles. You see, they haven't really gotten it down to total control of those missiles. What have I got here? I keep losing this thing. You have to have electronic equipment to create even the pulse systems that detonate. It isn't easy to detonate an atomic bomb, for instance. Or at least your scientists will tell you as much. Because they will have multiple detonator frequencies. And you've got to hit all of those frequencies simultaneously to detonate it. It isn't just an impact thing. In fact, it's very hard to detonate an atomic bomb, even a hydrogen bomb, by accident. The detonators are now very sophisticated, and they go by frequency. So if, in fact, a cosmosphere, for instance, would knock out your beam system that transmits those frequencies, you would have a bunch of missiles running around, maybe, but they won't detonate. Now, that's the best of all worlds, isn't it? It doesn't it remind you of the comic section in the paper? What if you had a war and no one came? Well, if no one can, wouldn't that be interested? Yeah, you know, but this is hypothetical, because they are working madly with backup systems. But you see, you start, and you're the one that would start this thing. You're still waiting for your first strike. Your elite, your Bolsheviks know that there is nothing different in the Soviet Union, except they've shed off the problems. Those countries that they picked up from the war are nothing but problems to them. They've stripped them of any value. You're dealing now back again with the bear. And communism, once infiltrated, is not communism. It is socialistic fascism. But there is an element of the pure Russian heritage that is godly. And in all of their planning, the worst thing happened that could happen to them. Some of those more godly ones got control of space. It doesn't mean they're so blame pure in heart. It means that they're going to play the game the way they want to play it. Fortunately for us, it's more like we would like to play it while we try to get some of you out of there. China is the deadly one. China is the one that will precipitate the end of it, if there's going to be an end. You've got to pay attention. They act like they don't have anything. Forget it. Where do you think they got those long-range missile launchers? They've got it. But they don't have control of space either. But they do have the hordes of manpower that they, too, would like to get rid of. And how better to do it than get all of it, or all that's remaining, over there somewhere in the Holy Land that they hate with a passion, and blow it away. There will be an earthquake that will split from the Black Sea all the way across the continent. Many will be saved by moving into that crevasse. But I'll tell you, when they come out, they're going to be believers. And you're going to pick up a little help. There's nothing like something like that to make a believer out of you. Especially if I get them out. It wouldn't even believe. It wouldn't matter a bit whether or not I would be a Messiah. I will guarantee you they will treat me like one if I get them out of that hole. Just like you would. And that's why you have to understand that as Commander Hatton, I don't play God. Because you must not turn to worship instead of action. Because you're still in the physical manifestation and you're going to play it out no matter how it goes. And if you're caught up in the thought patterns, in the thought projection, you're going to manifest it.
Excuse me, Commander. Time to turn the tape.